We know, music interruptions aren't fun. But real quick, heard of Lebara Mobile? Maybe? A Which-recommended mobile network with a 4.8 star rating on Trustpilot. Oh, and also named the most popular mobile network at the U-Switch Telecoms Awards 2024. Well, we just had to tell you that now you can join Lebara from just £5 a month. Low cost, without the low quality. Join Lebara from just £5 a month. Lebara, the smarter mobile network.
So, from Ohio State receivers to Ohio State quarterback, C.J. Stroud was in a matchup this past weekend with Patrick Mahomes, and it didn't end well for him. The Kansas City Chiefs now are hosting their seventh straight AFC championship game after defeating the Houston Texans at home 23-14. Are the complaints, because this was a lot of the conversation after this game, are the complaints about the refs in the Chiefs games valid?
Hey, Ken, they're not hosting. They're playing in seven straight. They haven't hosted all seven.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They didn't host last year.
Playing in seven straight.
Yeah, playing seven straight, which is fucking crazy. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I think we talked about it all year. Have you ever seen it before?
We've never seen that before,
This is very LeBron-like.
Did the Patriots do eight straight?
Did the Patriots do it?
I don't think they did eight straight.
They just been to. I thought it was eight straight.
They've been a lot, but not straight. I don't think.
Yeah, chat. Help us out.
I don't know. They may have went eight times in general during that Brady run.
Yeah,
maybe.
They went more because Eli got his two against Brady, didn't he?
Yep.
Rob said at least nine. Yeah, Rob said they went to eight straight.
Okay, so
damn, that's crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, we gotta stop putting respect on Belichick's name, bro. Niggas was trying to put that nigga through the mud.
I don't care about Brady.
I've always given Belichick his respect.
But the thing about coaching though, sometimes like you just the game pass you by. And we've seen for the last 3 to 5 years the game pass Belichick.
I'm getting back to it.
In terms of the Kansas City Chiefs and what they were able to do and the assistance from the referees, let's be honest. At the end of the day, when you play a home playoff game, regardless of the sport, you get a little home cooking. It's baked into the reason why you went 15-1. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever their 15-2 or whatever their record was. At the end of the day, if the Texans want to complain about that, win more games.
They could have played in Timbuktu. It would have been the same thing with the ref, though. You know the ref.
Shelton, what I'm saying, and that's why I started where I started. When you host a playoff game, you're going to get home field advantage. Part of that home field advantage that's baked in is that the refs is going to hold their whistle. They're going to be against the other team just a little bit more. We've seen it regardless, even against the Patriots, for the Patriots, at the end of the day, play at home. They play in the worst division in the AFC, win more games. And I understand that they had, you know, injuries and all of that type of stuff. But at the end of the day, we've seen this Texan team been up and down, and it was just a microcosm of what we saw in this game. And again, I feel like as the season wanes in the NFL, what we get is clarity. This was a microcosm of both of these squads. The Chiefs have not been explosive all year, for 2 years now, but they win games, situationally exceptional, right? And that's what they were. That's what they did. The Texans up and down all year, just like they were in this game. So to me, I wasn't surprised. Do the refs help out? Of course. Like I texted in the chat as soon as Pat Mahomes got two of them calls. Where they were talking about roughing the passer. What? This man, he's a runner. He's a track star. He could get hit. This is the football field. He got a helmet on. The quarterback don't play without helmets on. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. It is what it is, man. The Chiefs, you know, do they get a little bit of help here and there? Yeah. When you play with skill, good luck will happen. It just happens to come from the refs.
This conversation starts to flare up every time you get a dynasty. This happened to the Lakers in the 80s. It happened to the the Celtics in the '80s. It happened to the Patriots. It happened to the Bulls. It happened like every time there's a dynasty, people always say, because they tired of seeing them in the AFC championship game for 7 years, that they want to lend it to the refs. Yeah, they do get favorable calls. That happens, but it happens for all the teams. Like FIFO said, if you won, it would happen for you more. It just works out that way because we see you more. It's more exposed. Yes, I would be crazy to sit here and say that the Chiefs don't get favorable calls, but I would also cite that it happens everywhere in sports all throughout history. It's never not been a thing.
It happens everywhere. You have a very important person in your box. I'll put it that way. That helps a lot in this situation. Because you can't convince me that some of those calls were not manufactured. But at the same time, you know that coming in, which means as a team, yeah, some of those calls were not calls that you would have seen on any other football field at home, on the road, anywhere. You know those calls are for the Chiefs, and that's fine. And teams should know that coming in, that you're not going to get these favorable calls. That referee that had ref that game had done this whole time. We knew this. So you got to make sure that you're on your P's and Q's. You can't have mistakes when you play them.
Can I ask you a quick question before you go to the Q? Because I got a lot to. I got a few things to say. Doghouse ain't gonna like it. Did those penalties at all cost the Texans? You believe they cost the Texans the game?
Absolutely. The roughing the passer calls was on the third down. They would have gotten the ball back, and all those penalties count. Now could they have still won that game? Yes. Did they make mistakes? Absolutely.
I'm just asking you personally. Do you think, like, if those penalties weren't called, you would have thought the Texans were going to win that game?
That I'm not going to say that I would have thought the Texans would have won the game. I'm just going
to picked the Chiefs.
Chiefs to win. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that you got to make it fair. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I don't care. I don't think that they would have won a game. I don't think that they're a better team. But
see, if you're playing against the beautiful thing about sports, Sheldon. This is fair. This is fair. You having to go on the road and deal with these calls, being the lesser team in this situation. Yeah, nigga, you got to overcome this stuff.
It don't matter if they was on the road or not, though, Lou. You think that the Chiefs didn't get calls on the road this year?
About home field advantage.
The Chiefs didn't get calls on the road this year. Have you watched the Chiefs games?
Yes.
He been getting calls all. This ain't just start. The playoffs. It ain't just start at home.
People are making a lot about these calls, and it ain't the calls. It's the fact that they have the best quarterback ever playing for them.
He is the best quarterback, and I agree. I don't have no issues or bones about that. But at the same time, we're not going to act like they don't give help. That's all I'm saying. We see it.
The Bulls got help. We won't treat Michael Jordan like this.
And maybe that's the argument that we need to start doing that. But I mean, like, no, I see. I'm with that shit. I don't believe in sports mythology, bro. I believe in sports as a scientific observation of human beings in a testable field where reaction time and preparation is your metric on how you judge these human athletes' movements. Like, it's science, bro. But at the end of the day, that's just the on the field part. This is still a business, and you're not going to convince me that there's not open signs of business everywhere in every sports league, from the Yankees to the Lakers to the Boston Celtics to the Kansas City Chiefs to whatever. They're invested in brands being at the top. These teams are stocks at the end of the day. The leagues are branded as entertainment leagues, not branded as like, oh yeah, we're all just. You can't cut to a commercial to bet MGM and then tell me that all this product is organic. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
You're not going to lie to me that Jamie Foxx is going to advertise. I can bet on this guy to get a certain over on a parlay. And now that you're going to tell me that there's nothing on the business side that is either tipped in their favor or damn near, you know what I'm saying? If people want to say it, rigged or whatever. I believe that the Kansas City Chiefs, they get calls because of the business side, but that doesn't mean that they're still not a great team. I don't think that two things can't clash. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are both agreeable things, I think, for people. You can look at these calls. For number 74 on the Chiefs, he is holding and false starting every fucking play, and they don't call it. And he held on to dude on Patrick Mahomes' run down the sideline. I think it was like a 3rd and 8. And he's holding, dude. And other teams just don't get those calls. Of course, like everyone's saying, historically across all leagues, this has been happening. The Bulls got calls. Yes, but I think that is only more further proof that business has always been at the top. They want mythology. They want Brady is getting 7 and possibly 8 rings. They want Mike got 6 rings. This stuff is iconography in his business. And I think that it's okay to dissect those parts, but we don't have to lean on it to the point where we're saying that the Texans were the better team. It's just, I want to see an organic product as much as possible.
I don't know if that's able to happen. Real quick, I just want to say, yes, Q, you're right. It is business because it's proven, like they've released the statistics. When there are dynasties in whatever league, whether it be the Yankees, whether it be the Warriors, whether it be the Patriots, viewership is up because people that are exactly. that aren't like heavy fans, they don't have to be introduced to a new product. They know what's going on. They know the logos. They know the names. So I agree with that part.
So for me, I missed the game live because, like I was telling y'all in the chat, I went to go see what's that movie called again? One more game?
One of them days.
Yeah, one of them days. it didn't matter what the movie was called. It was Scissor and Kiki, and I seen them. Hey, boy, it wasn't a normal day for me. I'll tell you that. When I see that, normal day for me. So I had to watch the game on the rewind. But as I was like seeing y'all in the chat, and I saw some posts on the Reddit thread, I see Doghouse he took it on the chin, kid. Pause. He was just like, you know, it is. You know, they may have done this, they may have done that. He said his little excuses as he usually do for his team. But I was thinking, okay, so this month when I'm going into it on the replay, I'm thinking, oh, so these calls must have came and like changed the whole fucking game. I looked at that fucking recall, and the thing that gets me the most is whenever I ask somebody afterwards, I'm like, okay, so if you took all those flags away, are you saying the Texans were going to win that game? And they all tell me the same thing, Ken. No. And I think it calls for the same – because they all watched the same fucking game, and they knew based off the Texans' performance, off the strength of that alone, they weren't winning that fucking game. Fuck the flags. When I looked at the top of the fourth quarter queue with all them flags included, it was 12-13 with a third and long. And Travis Kelce with 4 defenders in the fucking area was wide open. Somebody explain that to me.
But how can we say that?
How can we say that everybody lately has been trying to argue if Travis Kelce is washing out over the last two seasons based on how he played in the regular season. But we know based off a pattern in the playoffs, somehow, some way, he get a shot of something and turn it on. He should not have had 117 yards in a touch.
Nick, that dude leads in touchdown receptions in the playoffs, touchdown yard or receiving yards, receptions. Bro, like he has usurped Jerry Rice in every statistical receiving category in the history of the NFL at the tight end position, bro. That is ridiculous. And here's the other thing that I wanted to add to what you're saying. I 100% agree with what you say, Nick. And, you know, this does not happen often. So, you know, this is a rare occurrence. This is a rare occurrence. We tag
team. Snowing in Atlanta. Right, that's what I'm saying. This needs to change. You know what I'm saying? Snowing in Atlanta.
Everything's off. But look, the thing about the Chiefs, regardless if you get the calls or not, you know what I'm saying? When you're talking about a dynasty, and I also agree with you, Q, as well, right? Like there's some conspiracy theories. When you look at it, people get calls in dynasties and all of that type of stuff. We know this. You have to be elite to even compete. A couple years ago when it just came up on my timeline on social media, when Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes went back and forth in that playoff overtime game, that was fucking ridiculous, bro. We're talking about under 2 minutes, and we had both teams score points, you know what I'm saying, back and forth. Like, that is the level that you have to play at to even have a chance. C.J. Stroud was not elite. C.J. Stroud all year was not elite. C.J. Stroud did not look like a top 5 quarterback this year.
Hold on. Let me say this real quick. This is not on C.J. Stroud, in my opinion. This is on the special teams of the Texans that cost them the game.
100%. But Nick, what I'm saying is that when we get into the playoffs, the quarterbacks that are playing against each other, each of them have to play at an elite level to give their team, defense and special teams, an opportunity to pull out the game. And well, what I'm saying is CJ Stroud didn't play at the level that he needed to play to be in position to win that game.
That's fair. That's fair.
FIFO, let me ask you this. Were they coached?
I was just going to say, I think this is one of Stroud's best seasons, best games of the season.
I don't disagree. Were they coached?
Wasn't good enough for Mahomes.
Coached to the level that they need to be. And we're going to get to D'Amico Ryans and ask whether he's a top five coach. And the reason why I want to ask that is because Tony Dungy was on Twitter praising Andy Reid for seven straight AFC championship games. People brought up the refs. Here's what he said. Did any of those games, did any of those teams, because they were talking about some other teams that won. Let me give you guys full context. He was like, great man. This is the reply to Dungy. Great man, great coach. But man, it helps when you have the refs in your back pocket, extending drives for you with bogus calls. Teams that turned the ball over zero times and outgained their opponents by 100 plus yards were 49-0 in playoff history until yesterday in Kansas City. A coincidence for sure. Before I get to the reply, Nick, what I tell you about, you can make stats say anything. The reason why they were outgained them in the game was because of what happened at the end of the game when he ran 27 yards away with the punter, and then they were nailed the ball that took stats away. All right, so there's that. Tony Dungy replied and said, did any of those teams give up a long opening kickoff return, miss three kicks, have their QB get sacked eight times, and only score 12 points of their own? All of that being said, who is at fault? Are we looking at D'Amico Ryans for his coaching performance, given what Tony Dungy just cited?
I don't think that you can look at really anything on the Texans and say that there was much wrong with what the team was doing. You're down because of the lack of Stephon Diggs and, you know, your other wide receiver who's your stars. I agree. You know what I'm saying? And you're kind of playing with house money now. You're not looking at this like, yo, we should beat this team. But that to me is the reason why the calls are infuriating. And from a coaching standpoint, I couldn't blame D'Amico Ryans, because it's not about did those calls sway the game. It's about did those calls affect momentum killing moments, and they did though. They did though. Nick. Yes. You cannot referee a game. Tell me I can't hit the QB and say that doesn't affect how I play the QB the rest of the fucking game. It really does.
That was the first series. Q. They were about to get the ball back.
The very first series. We're about to get the ball back.
Shelton Q.
You talk about the score
when it was 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter was 12-13. I hear what everything y'all saying.
That's one point.
But let's not that's my whole point. It was a one possession game. If I told you all that shit that y'all just said happened, literally everything, if I agree with everything y'all said, and I would have told you going into that game, this is all that's gonna happen. But the Texans and the Chiefs are still gonna be 1 point and less than 15 or 16 from both. You would take those odds if I was the Houston Texans going into that and saying, oh yeah, that's a ball game, we can win that. They still didn't win. It wasn't meant to be. They're not good enough.
Well, Nick, it affects your mentality. We can't say what the score is. We're saying what the
situation
is.
That means you're a weak team.
It's a young team. We can't do that.
They're in the NFC – excuse me, the AFC divisional round. The reason that people are frustrated with calls like this when it goes to the Chiefs, because the Chiefs are good enough to do something with those calls. The Texans aren't. They just aren't good enough to do stuff with those calls. The reason that they get mad at dynasties because they capitalize off these calls. You're right. It does extend the drive. But guess what? They don't punt three downs later. They score a touchdown. That's what happens when you get people like
right.
Patrick.
Y'all
essentially punishing them for being good.
The time when they were supposed to punt, when they called that first ghost penalty, they scored a touchdown then. So one of the touchdowns the Chiefs scored was on that drive after they got that penalty. So my point to you is this. When you're a defense and you're an aggressive defense and you're a young defense, your tendency is to play according to how the game is being refereed.
Shelton, why are we talking about defense when This is why I'm not going to kill Stroud, but once he gets paid, best believe these. If this happens after that, because you know how I feel about anybody you get paid, there's no excuses. But since he ain't get paid yet, here's the excuses, I guess. What was their efficiency like in the red zone, Shelton? Let's talk about the offense. Let's talk about the offense. Where was the kicks that was supposed to be made? The only thing that I'll give fault to D'Amico Ryans is that he would look like a punk ass. There's two punk ass niggas post game pressers that we gonna talk about today. One of them is from D'Amico Ryans because he came into the game talking about some. Yeah, well, we knew the rest. Don't nobody want to hear that when you.
But
lost?
That's the truth though. I mean, well, like why are we so averse to saying
that's a weak minded? That's a weak minded response,
bro. It's not weak, bro. You can't tell me you cannot show me you. No, bro. You cannot show me Taylor Swift in the fucking skybox and then show me the star tight end's brother commentating the fucking game and then tell me that oh yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with this. But there's something weird going on, bro. Y'all are invested. I get it. Y'all are invested in Mahomes. He's the new Brady. I get it. He's NFL Drake. He's NFL Drake, bro. It's cool. And when he's losing the NFC
Championship right now, bro. It's business.
No, y'all niggas heard Wu-Tang, bro. Cash rules everything. So stop giving me this fucking, oh, yeah, it's a conspiracy. But it wasn't a conspiracy when Brady was getting calls, nigga. It's what the fuck they do. They have faces of the league.
Before I start hitting the mute button on everybody. Is D'Amico Ryans a top five head coach? Because we got to move on. Is he a top five head coach?
He's top 10.
Top 10, not top 5.
He's wide receiver.
I give him top 7.
He'll be determined. He needs a wide receiver.
Funny as hell and damn near blasphemy at the same time that Q said just because we got white bitches in the press box, we losing games.
All right.
In business.
Yeah, let's move to the next